O precious one, my wife, my love, the Creator granted you to me. You are in my heart. For thee, I would sacrifice.
9 minutes after 11 Central African time. In 2 weeks' time, my beloved, beautiful listeners, we're going to say 9 minutes after 12. Madinatul and Makkatul Mukarrama. The days of Hajj is right here at our doorstep. My beloved, beautiful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Haji Yusuf Asmal in company of Sirius FM. Let's welcome the listeners of the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That's Markaz Sahaba. My engineer this morning, of course, Brother Tobella. I don't know why he's in a good mood. He says, Molana, is marriage a financial transaction? I asked him why. He says, Molana, I mean, your whole life you're driving a Jetta, you know? So maybe, is marriage a financial transaction? Maybe there are sisters out there who wants a guy who's driving what, Brother Tobella? A Golf 7? A BMW? G? Yes? No? He says, okay, Molana, yes. 0847863132. It's a beautiful, mashallah. Tuesday morning, the bliss of marriage, part one, with myself and my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Damat Barakatum, all the way from Ladysmith. Standing in for my beloved Ustad, our senior Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Let's cross over to our beloved Ustad. I know here it's about, it's warm, but it's still cold. You get it, that brrr, you know, that cold wind. I don't know about Ladysmith. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah, 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 Ustad. How are you, Ustad? How's the health? How's the weather?
Alhamdulillah, man. I saw that your opening statement. Do I look at the vehicle that the man is driving and I'm going to choose a partner? I don't know what car do you drive, Mulana. Alhamdulillah.
But Ustad, is there such a thing like that? I know. I already got 2-3 questions already, so that's why I'm posing that question. Is marriage a financial transaction, Ustad?
In fact, Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, beautiful hadith.
Mm-hmm.
It's an automatic financial gain. Iltamisul ghina fin nikah. That inshallah, if you want to enrich yourself, you want Allah to make you prosperous, then there is no beautiful sunnah than the beautiful ibadat of nikah. Yes, Maulana, unfortunately, the criteria that we are using to choose our partners is misdirected. That's the word I'll use. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us a directive, subhanallah, kitunkahu al-mar'u. When you make a choice for a bride, look for 4 qualities. Number one, her beauty. She absolutely, there must be a chemistry, Maulana. This is, you know, a lame excuse that after nikah you feel that your wife is not beautiful enough. And we have misinterpreted the word beauty. If beauty is a beauty of the heart, if this heart is beautiful, clean, who is a woman? Who is a woman? Allahu Akbar. You are the ray of hope in every man's life. A woman, who is she? She is the ray of hope in every man's life. Manana, you are empty. One sister fought with me this morning. She says, Manana, you and Manana Arafat, mashallah, we enjoy your program. But you are not helping us widows and divorcees to get married. And I saw a post the other day. Some sister wrote something that the ulama are not doing their duty. They talk about so many things, but they do nothing to help us to get married. They're not finding partners for us. They're not recommending. So I said to the sister, we're not a marriage bureau.
Yes.
See how it's very simple to put the blame onto the ulama, that we are not doing anything for the widows and divorcees. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to us, Mulana?
Mm-hmm.
That wife who loses her husband and comes back home with her children, or a divorcee is divorced and she comes back home with children.
Mm.
The mafhum of the hadith, the understanding of the hadith is that if the parents welcome her back home and her children without any reservation, Allah shall grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So it's the duty of the parents, inshallah, to make an effort if the daughter has become a divorcee or a widow. That should be the initial starting point, yes? Ulama should come in, social workers should come in. There are lots of family members who know of good spouses, mm-hmm. inshallah, Al-Aziz. But you cannot just blankly blame the ulama that we are not doing anything. We try our best, alhamdulillah, Mu'ana, to give references. We try to advise. We try to see, okay, if there's a match, alhamdulillah, we recommend. Great sawab. But to say that ulama are not doing anything to help the widows and divorcees, I think it's a bit unfair statement. Alhamdulillah, in whichever capacity, the jamiat, the Islamic organizations, there are a lot of brothers and sisters in our community who, mashallah, set up very good systems in place to make sure that we choose the right partner. So I'm coming back to my hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَتُنْكَهُ الْمَرْءُ لِأَرْبَعِينَ. You marry a woman because of four beautiful qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, because of her beauty, wali jamaliha. Number two, because of her wealth, wali maliha.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing, wali nasabiha. The nobility of her family, the respect of her family, the integrity of that family that she comes from. Or wali diniha. Or you marry her because of her deen, her taqwa, her character, her good morals, her modesty, her jazba of khidmat, loving, kind, polite, and absolutely loving her husband unconditionally.
Mm, subhanallah.
Fasqara bi zati deen.
Mm-hmm.
With preference to deen, and then see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give in that relationship.
Husayn, isn't this a hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, limaliha?
Yes, marry her because of her wealth. But wealth is temporary, Mulana. Today I'm a multi-millionaire. Tomorrow I can become bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm beautiful. I have an accident. My face is disfigured. All my beauty is gone. Wali nasabiha. Today I come from a reputable family. My family does certain haram things. And that whole family is destroyed, disgraced. What will remain? What will be progressive? Alhamdulillah, wali deenha.
Mm.
If the deen of your spouse, alhamdulillah, increases daily, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be the barakat of deen. So I'm saying that wealth is also a bonus, alhamdulillah. Your wife is rich, shukr. She's beautiful, alhamdulillah. She comes from a noble family, alhamdulillah. But if she got deen, summa alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
Let's put it that way. Summa alhamdulillah. It's a double bonus. And that's what you should strive for. Let me find a girl. And this is where our parents, inshallah, comes in, Malana. If we create a mahul of deen with our children, our sons and daughters, alhamdulillah, if we, inshallah, instill taqwa in them, we make them Allah conscious, God fearing, what a beautiful offer that you are giving as a father. You kept a good name when they were born. You gave them the best Islamic education that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked you and me to do as parents. And the third thing, when they reached a marriageable age, you got them married. So alhamdulillah, taqwa, the machine of taqwa, or the factory of taqwa starts right from infancy. If we instill value in our children, what is akhlaq and adab and Allah consciousness, alhamdulillah, it will be a great ni'mat at the time of marriage. A husband and a wife must function like two wings of a bird. Unless they work together, the marriage will never get off the ground. If you see a bird, Mulana, when it wants to fly, it will flap both the wings.
Indeed.
At the same speed, at the same height, and then it will take off. So a husband and wife must function like two wings of a bird. Unless they work together, there's understanding, there's give and take, there's respect, and alhamdulillah, communication, they shura, they talk to each other, not about each other. Talk to each other, not about each other. The marriage will never get off the ground.
Subhanallah.
Number two, Malana, get our niyyah correct. Intention and affection. Don't marry somebody you think you can make better. Don't marry someone you think you can make better. Marry someone you think will make you better.
Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar.
Well said, Malana. Don't marry someone you think you can make better. Marry someone you think will make you better. Alhamdulillah.
Islah.
If this is what we want, Mulana, I can't enslave my wife to think like me. She's an individual. Yes, you have to guide her. You have to educate her Islamically. But it doesn't give me the right as a husband to enslave her. You think like how I think, you do like how I do. Yes, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described, okay, who is a pious wife? Let's hear it directly from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after taqwa, the greatest gift that Allah can give to you is a pious wife. Agar ye momin usko koi hukum karta hai, if this husband gives an instruction to his wife, wo uski itaat karti. She obeys her husband. She considers it as a pleasure. I'd love my husband to advise me. I want him to correct me. I'm not perfect. We both are imperfect, husband and wife. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest gift that Allah can give you after taqwa is a pious wife. And who is a pious wife? Is when she's instructed by her husband, she carries it out. And when he looks at her, Allahu Akbar, this is where I'm saying one of the chemistry.
Ustad, I want to stop you there. I was waiting for you to utter the word chemistry. Sister Naima is asking, must it be that there has to be a chemistry for you to get married? Sister Naima is asking from Johannesburg. Must it be that there has to be a chemistry? Ustad?
Well, no, this is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you take a proposal and go, go and see the person that you intend to propose for, so that tomorrow, Mulana, at times we say, initially we say, no, we don't worry how, what she is, whether she's dark, whether she's fat, or whether she's thin. Alhamdulillah, I got deen, alhamdulillah, I'm acceptable. But as time goes, Mulana, insan's mind changes. So that is why it is important, so that tomorrow there's no room for excuse, there's no room for you to go and do wrong. Because you made a choice, alhamdulillah, you saw your bride-to-be. You saw her beauty. You have an idea of her akhlaq. You have an idea of her figure. If you can't see properly, alhamdulillah, ask the family members. Ask your mother, ask your aunt, ask your sister. They will be able to describe her to you, whether she's thin, whether she's tall. It's important, Mulana. It's not a must that there must be a chemistry. But Mulana, the purpose of marriage is what? Procreation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, Tazawwajul wadudul walud. Marry a woman that's got a lot of love, Mulana. Insan by nature loves. beauty. So tomorrow it must not be made an excuse. So yes, chemistry is equally important because you have to fulfill each other's conjugal rights, and there must be a baraka in their intimacy. There must be pleasure, there must be enjoyment, there must be satisfaction. You can't put a blindfold, Marana, put blindfolds in your eyes and say, look, now I'm being intimate with my partner. So inshallah, make dua. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. You see, no one notices your tears. As somebody said, no one notices your tears. No one notices your sadness. No one notices your pain. Ask the sisters and ask the brothers, Marana.
Ustad, you're breaking a butt. I think you just, maybe if you could, Ustad, just move slightly. Ustad, as you were saying about the tears?
No one notices your tears, Marana. No one notices your sadness. And no one notices your pain. But they all notice your mistakes. So coming back to the question of the sister, as far as chemistry, it's so important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi, came to meet Rasulullah, and Rasulullah asked him, did you get married? I think it was Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala, subject to correction. And Rasulullah asked him, did you get married? He said, gee, ya Rasulullah, because he lost his wife. And he had children, he had daughters. So Rasulullah asked him, who did you get married to? He said, ya Rasulullah, I got married to a widow. Why didn't you get married to a virgin? Rasulullah asked him the question. She would enjoy you and you would enjoy her.
Indeed.
And his answer was very clear to Rasulullah, to ya Rasulullah. I simply did that. I didn't want to bring a virgin because I have daughters and I need a motherly figure for my daughters.
Ya Allah.
That alhamdulillah, she could also be a perfect model for all my daughters. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
So the point here is that save yourself from zina, Murana. That's the bottom line. If my wife is beautiful, she has everything that she gives to me, why should I go elsewhere and seek it? So coming back to this beautiful hadith, ki Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ki who is a beautiful wife? Who is a pious wife? That when she's instructed by a husband, alhamdulillah, she obeys. Number two, when the husband looks at her, subhanallah, there's joy. He's just waiting when, she's waiting when he's just going to come home. And number three, subhanallah. And if the husband takes a qasam, she fulfills that qasam. That I don't want you to do this. And she listens to her husband. Allahu Akbar. And this is the most important one. In the absence of a husband, she looks after her modesty and chastity.
Subhanallah. Allah.
Number two, she looks after his wealth. Well, it is not fair. Sometimes, some of the wives, they take the property of the husband without his permission and they give it to their own parents or to their own family. You have no rights to do that until you get permission from your husband. So who is a pious wife? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that first and foremost, she does not allow any man to come in that house. She does not converse with any man. She does not make herself visible to any man. She looks after her izzat, her beauty and her love, and everything belongs to her husband. And number two, she looks after his wealth. One another, there are wives, mashallah, they can give you cent for cent hisab kitab. Alhamdulillah, they are so pious, they are so conscious of Allah. This is my husband's money. Yes, the biggest fight we have, Mulana, I always raise this issue on nikah platforms, that it's the duty of the husband on a monthly basis to give a gift to your wife, a little allowance to your wife, that she also wants to eat something, she wants to buy something, she wants to give charity, she wants to do certain things. Why we as husbands are not doing that? Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that this is one of our duties. Give her an X amount of money for her personal expenses. And you have no reasons to ask her for hisab and kitab. We are not doing this. Another sister this morning was arguing with me. Said, Molana, the men are not helping in the house. They are sitting and they want us to go out and work and earn. Why can't the men sit? We sit at home and do our duty. I said, it is the duty of the husband to provide sustenance. Another, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali got married. Rasulullah gave them a beautiful piece of advice. Oh Ali, your duty and responsibility is out of the house. You have to work and earn and take care of the family. And Sayyidatina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, Rasulullah said, your duty is inside the house. Do your duty.
So Ustaz, can you say, our beloved sisters, mashallah, in Australia, Muallima and company, love listening to the bliss of marriage. And they are saying that, Mulana Salim Karim, you were saying about a woman should obey her husband, a woman should make a part of the husband, a woman should look after her modesty and chastity. But what about our husbands? The sisters in Australia say, our husbands, they don't look after their modesty. They don't look after the chastity. So it's tit to tat. It says tit to tat. I mean, my husband came home with a love bite. And he has the audacity to say it's a rash. Now, Ustad, you were saying about a woman should obey the husband. What about the husbands out there that they should also obey the wives, Ustad? Somebody says, Ustad, today everything is about men. Mawlana Salim and Mawlana Arafat. Everything is about men. Why is it so? Does Islam say anything about we sisters in Islam? This is anonymous. Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mawlana, that husband who's committing zina and he's trying to hoodwink his wife. See, that I got a rash or something like that. Inna lillahi wa inna guna karkar kamal samajhte hai. So sad, Mawlana, that we commit gunas and sins and we make an excuse to justify it. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat and protect us from this guna. Sometimes this could lead to kufr. One. Number two, since the sisters are asking this question, I'll give you an example that during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, women were very vocal, Mawlana. A lady comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ladies of Medina sent her with a list of questions that we are appointing you as our representative and we have these questions. Could you please present it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we'd like to know the answer. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm the representative of the women of Medina and they have some questions. The first question is that men are allowed to go for salah in the masjid. We have to read our salah at home. They can go for Jum'ah and we can't go. They can go for Eid, we can't go. They can go for jihad, we can't go. We must sit at home and look after our children and the family. That shows that the men will get more sawab than us. See what they are saying. Fastabiqul khairat, compete in good deeds.
Indeed.
Their question was, Ya Rasulullah, it seems as though that the men will get more sawab. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah said to the sahaba, can you see how brilliant this lady is? Just look at her questioning. And look at her question. And Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, that let me give you a piece of advice. Go back and say to the ladies who sent you, that whichever wife, whichever lady, takes care of her husband and her children, and she cannot do some of the things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give her the same reward that men are getting, and Allah will grant her Jannah. So don't feel left out. Yes, when we talk about good things about women, it equally means men also. Allah addresses us in the Quran.
Yes.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wal tandur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Ya ayyuha an-nas. A lot of time ladies ask this question, but Allah is not addressing females. When Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, it means, O believing men and women. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Ya ayyuhal nas. So exactly as men supposed to have, women supposed to have such beautiful qualities of akhlaq, it equally applies to men, that they should have taqwa in them, they should have modesty in them, they should have respect in them, they should have kindness in them. Subhanallah, if any religion in the world that championed the rights of women, it was Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing on the plains of Arafat.
Mm-hmm.
And the final sermon that is given, Hajjatul Wida. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, those who are present here must convey this message to those who are not here. And Allah, you are my witness. Be pabund with your salah and take care of those who are under your care. Allahu Akbar.
Mm.
The last of Rasulullah's advice was the fikr of women. Okay, treat them nicely.
Yes.
Kindness. See? Manal, hear this beautiful word. Mm-hmm. Look at the maqam that Allah has given to a woman. Every king, every minister, every saint called a woman a mother. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his mother Ma. Subhanallah. Maqam of a woman. See? Every king, every minister, every saint called a woman a mother. Even Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Ma. So subhanallah. That's the status Allah has given to women. So I hope that answers the sisters from Australia, inshallah, that Allah Rabbul Alameen has given you such great honor. Allahu Akbar. Ad-dunya kulluha mata. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has made everything beneficial in this world. Wa khayru mata'i dunya al-mar'atu saliha. And the greatest of gift that Allah can give to you, subhanallah, is a pious wife. So definitely, Islam has given great status to women in Islam. And inshallah, if our mothers and sisters honor it, what more can they ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
0847863132, that's our WhatsApp number. The questions are coming in. There's a sister, Ustad, there's a sister from Musgrave, and she says she's listening every word that you are saying on the bliss of marriage. My name is Shakira, Ustad, from Musgrave in Durban. Maulana Salim, it's simple. It's simple and easy to speak about we widows, but nobody wants to marry us because of our luggage, and that's our beautiful children, our kids. Oh, Ummat, catch a wake up. We still have izzat. We widows still have izzat, but men out there want to flirt with we widows. This is Sister Shakira, Ustad, from Musgrave. And Ustad, as you mentioned, I don't know why. Why nobody out there wants to get married to the widows? Ustad, maybe you could help me and guide me. Why? Why?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is so true what Sister Shakira is saying, that this is the cry out there, that nobody wants, this is, you know, they use this derogative word. I don't want to marry somebody who's got baggage. Allahu Akbar. I don't want to get married to somebody who comes here with baggage. Allahu Akbar. As if to say they brought that baggage with, you know, with them deliberately. Moth is moth. Allah has taken their husbands away. Allah left them as a widow. Allah has left them with children, inshallah. As I said, it's the duty of the parents to bring them in back home, take care, look after them. Yes, inshallah, to save the ummah from fitna, to save the ummah from zina, it is afzal and virtuous that the ladies who are divorced and married, I mean those who are divorced and those who are widows, inshallah, we get them married. Just to give you an example, that Hadrat Ummi Salma radiallahu ta'ala, she loved her husband so much that when he passed away, she was really, really, really upset and emotional. So one sahabi said to her, why don't you read this dua? Allahumma ajurni, O Allahumma ajurni fi musibati, wakhluf li khayram minha. And she used to read it in her iddah period. And then after her iddah was over, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed for her. Subhanallah. Can you imagine? And then she said to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a very temperamental person. Maybe I may say something, you are Allah's Nabi, and I don't want to be disrespectful. Number two, I have children, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, that I tan leather, my hands are rough. Will that be acceptable to you, Ya Rasulullah? Yes, the word, Mulana. This is what I want to say to the Ummah. Rasulullah said, your children are my children. So we don't want to study the hadith of Rasulullah. We suit and we are selective of how we go about it. Mulana, our time is going to come in this Ummah. There'll be 40 women to one man. Can you imagine what fitna will they be then? Before Qiyamah, see the signs that there'll be a shortage of men for Mulana. There'll be an increase of women. The ratio will be 40 to 1. Now, can you imagine what is going to be that situation? Anyway, sometimes women also become difficult. Well, as a form of humor, it's a bit serious. I don't want to give you some slight joke here, Mulana. A woman listens only to two persons. Who she listens to?
Who?
Only two persons, Mulana. You can try your best. Number one, she listens to her tailor, and she listens to the photographer.
To a tailor?
You say, pose like this. They pose like this. You can try what you want, ask her to do it for you, Mulana. I told him, no way. He said, it's a humor. A woman listens only to two persons. Number one, that tailor will tell her, Mulana, anything, because it's about beauty and fit and style. Whatever that tailor will tell her, without any fight or argument, she will listen to a tailor. See? And number two, she'll listen to a photographer. Not even her father. But anyway, that's what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam said. That a pious wife is that, inshaAllah, when there's a request from the husband, inshaAllah, she must fulfill, and inshaAllah, fulfill whatever the husband asks. And it works both ways. If the wife makes a request to the husband, alhamdulillah, the husband must also respond, alhamdulillah. Don't follow the majority. You see, sometimes, Mulana, we get carried away. What the majority of the people are saying and doing in society, we want to follow the majority. Don't follow the majority, follow the right path. And the right path is Sharia.
You know, Ustad, I'm actually smiling. You know, Ustad, you're talking of widows. Wallahi al-Azim, I know many people are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. The youngster says here, I'm 26 years old. I'm not married, Mulana Salim Karim. I'm a Hafidhul Quran. Yes, Mulana Salim. I'm not shy to say it. I'm in love with a widow. She's 30 years old and has a child who's 2 years old. She never asked to be a widow. It's taqdeer. But my family just, listen to this, Ustad. But my family just does not want to, because she's a widow and she has luggage. So the youngster says, who's 26 years old, before we go on for the ad break, a question to both of y'all, Mulana Salim and Mulana Arafat. If I was your son, what would y'all say? Yes or no?
From my side, yes. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, Ustad.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I would say to my son, Eta, this is a good opportunity to make your akhirat and this dunya. Marry the sister.
Are you serious, Ustad? Are you
genuine? Alhamdulillah. I have done it in my family, Mulana. Alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, I'm shocked, Ustad. Wallahi. Allah.
Because this is the sawab of marrying a divorced person or marrying a widow. I did it in my family, so Mulana, that's why I'm not even hesitating or I'm not even debating.
Yeah, I noticed it. I noticed that, Ustad.
Yeah, gee. Because in the end of the day, Allah knows best. I want sawab and what is best for my akhirat and my son's akhirat or my family's akhirat or my nephew's akhirat, whatever it is. Alhamdulillah. Do it for the pleasure of Allah. Not easy to answer that question, Mulana, but I did not hesitate in giving you my answer. Because if I can save a sister's life,
yes,
that integrity and that masum child, it's a yatim. I want sawab, Mulana. It's a yatim. We don't know the sawab of a yatim child. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, put your hand over it. Somebody came to Hazrat Aisha and said, my heart is so hard as a rock.
Mm-hmm.
What must I do? He said, Allah ko yaad karo. Number two, kisi yatim ki sar par haath rakho. Put your hand on a yatim child's head. Ji? Or kabristan jaya karo. Go to the kabristan and see what is, who's lying there and what was their position, what was their state. We don't know how to earn sawab.
No, we don't, Ustad. We don't know.
We are selfish. I'm serious, Mulana. We are selfish.
There's
so many ways we can earn sawab, Mulana. And Allah is giving it to us in a plate, but we are just throwing it away.
Sister,
yes, it is a big heart, yes, Mulana.
Ustad,
everybody,
The sister in Azad will say, I'm being honest, Mulana Salim, as a parent, I would say no, because my child was never ever married. And she's a widow, she's married. But Ustad, why? Is it, I don't know, Ustad, please help me. Is it Indian mentality where we say, oh, you've got luggage, you know, Javadini, oh, you're a widow, you're a divorce? I don't know, Ustad. Maybe the people don't know the sawab of a divorcee or a maf of a widow, Ustad.
Well, now we'll only know the reality of it when a situation arises in our own family.
Yes.
If my sister has lost her husband now. Wallahi, Mulana. It's very easy to say there for the sister or whoever it is, Mulana, that I won't allow it or I won't tolerate it. It's very easy to say that, Mulana. It's only when you really go through it yourself and you witness it yourself and experience it, then only you will know. See? So it's easy, Mulana, when you are not affected by it. And why should we be affected? Mulana, Allah has given us, and Rasulullah has given us a beautiful ta'lim. It's an instruction from Rasulullah. Take care of the widows.
Yes.
Take care of the divorcees. Marry them. But as I said, Mulana, you're right. Somewhere along the line, this Indian mentality.
Yes, Ustad. It's said.
You can say whatever you want. You look at our brothers from Arabia, mashallah, whichever country, subhanallah, they've got two wives, they've got three wives, they've got four wives. They all staying together. There is love. There is muhabbat. There is respect. There is sharing. There is caring.
Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar.
And why would Allah Ta'ala Hakeemul Hakeem? Allah will say, Fankihu ma tawaba lakum. We are absolutely, Mulana, narrow-minded, some of us. Really. Unfortunately, Mulana, it's an Indian mentality.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. 14 minutes to 12. I see the brother's name is Nabil. Brother Nabil. And he says, Mulana Arafat, your answer, I'm waiting for you. Yes, I will do the same thing.
No,
Ustad, you know what? To be honest, Ustad, wallahi, I would. If my son comes to me, not because we're saying on the airwaves, as you said, Ustad, wallahi, the hadith clearly states, your akhirat, a widow. Why not? Why not? Ustad, instead of them, making haram, committing haram. I don't know, Ustad, you guide me, you know. I know there's another parent from Lodium says, but Mulana, it's so unfair. You know, the child is only 26, he hasn't seen life, and the widow has seen life. And you see, Ustad, again, a mentality. I don't know, Ustad, I really don't know. Gee.
Not about seeing life, it's about fulfilling a sunnah of Rasulullah.
Allahu
the
Akbar.
Zina.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
save
Akbar.
Your family, save your children from zina. Wala taqrabu zina. Stay far away from zina. All that leads to zina. So the young man is alright, he can chat. Mulana, look at how our thinking is, Mulana. I'm having an affair, that's fine. My wife is kosher with that. Because as long as he's coming home to sleep with me, fine. I'll tolerate the zina outside. Chatting, I'm alright with that. I'll allow my husband to talk. And so many vices that lead eventually to the act of zina. It's kosher for us. But if you ask, can we get married? No. Our family tradition does not allow it.
Oh, beautiful said, Ustad. Beautifully said. Yeah. Beautifully said.
Our family tradition, we don't allow this. It's not negotiable. Now we became Sharia, now we became Shariat. Alhamdulillah. But Allah Ta'ala forgive us, Mulana, we are all weak. But really, if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, there could be so much of peace, barakah, humility, understanding, if we all live as one family of Islam. Really, Mulana, I know it's a far-fetched idea. Somebody will say, but Mulana, you are living in, I don't know which world you are living in. But the reality of the situation, Mulana.
Ustad, you touched on the word zina. You touched on the word zina. The message says here on 084, it says, my cousin is 19 years old, Ustad. She had committed zina, Ustad, with her guy, Ustad. Please advise me what to tell her. Should they get married? Or how do we tell her parents? Because they're very, very, very strict. But she's not pregnant, Maulana Salim. What do I tell her? You just touch on the word zina, Ustad.
Maulana, this is a sad state of affair from our parents. That we are not in control of our children. One. Number two, we do not befriend our children and ask them to talk to us. Communication between parents and children, Maulana, is so important. I must be also able to befriend my son or my daughter and speak to her. Daughter or Betty, please talk to me. Are you doing something that is un-Islamic? Let me know. Have you reached a stage where you think you're going to commit zina? Leave what public says that you're still 19 years old. Maulana, children as small as 6 years old are having sex. Forget about 19.
No way, Ustad. No way.
Maulana, you have just no idea. Girls who are 9 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, go onto the net and see, Maulana.
Astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata, astaghfirullah.
You're talking about 19 years old. See what children are doing, Maulana. It's frightening. Now we're saying, bacha hai abhi. You know, they're too small yet. You know, they're still 19 years old. But they think things what adults are doing. Somebody, Allahu Akbar. Hadrat, you know, I think it was Hadrat Shah Ataullah Bukhari, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Maulana. One day he was giving khutbah in Jummah time in the masjid. And a khadim came with a note. And while giving khutbah, Hadrat read this message. And immediately he finished his khutbah. And what was written in the note, Maulana? His wife sent a message from the house. Aapki beti bali ho gayi.
Ya Allah.
Your daughter has become
baligh.
After the khutbah in namaz, there was a student that was sitting there. And Hadrat liked his taqwa and liked his akhlaq in front of the majma. See? Said that I, as the father of, took his daughter's name, and in the presence of everybody here, I'm marrying my daughter to you. So you accept her. And the student, well, he was shocked, and he said, gee, Hadrat Kool. So somebody asked this great alim of deen, why did you do that? He said, Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when your son or daughter becomes baligh and they commit guna or zina, the azab and punishment will equally be on the parents' head. Maulana, we are 5-time namazis, we are going for hajj, we are going for umrah. What my son is doing, what my daughter is doing is a different world. What did Rasulullah say? If your son or daughter becomes baligh, and if they commit zina, the guna will equally be on the shoulders of the parents. Now, let all of us as parents reflect. What is my son doing? What is my daughter doing? So I hope that this hadith will make us understand. I'll give you another example. The same thing again, Maulana, this is Indian mentality. Now we say, abhi bacche hai. So somebody said this to, abhi doodh peete. You know, they say like, you're still drinking milk, what is going to get married this person? Kya maloom hai usko?
Kya maloom hai?
He's 19 years old, but usko kuch bhi maloom nahi, Maulana. You believe this, a 19-year-old young boy or a girl don't know anything.
Never. Impossible.
Come on, Maulana, let's be fair. Ask the listeners, do you believe that they know nothing? They are so innocent. They're like Farishta. They don't know a thing about sex. They don't know anything about zina. Let's be fair, Maulana. Let's not pull wool over our eyes and bluff ourselves, Maulana, really. I don't want to carry anybody else's guna on my shoulders, Mulana. Whether it's my children or whoever it is. So coming back to that point, Mulana, somebody said to that alim, the alim said, why don't you get your daughter married? So he said, no, you are both jawan here, you are good people here. She's very, it's an exclamation to say that she's still young. So Hazrat said, Aise na ho, said that milk that is in her mouth turns sour. Phir kya halat hogi? In other words, we're saying, but what happens tomorrow? She's baligh now and she does wrong. Who's going to take the responsibility for this? Inshallah. Allah give us the reality. We may be discussing very heavy topics here and heavy comments.
No. Ustad, 100%. I agree with you and I stand with you. Somebody from Roshni, they want the podcast as well. Somebody from Howick says, very true what Maulana Salim Karim is saying. Maulana Salim, my husband, he's a rubbish. I'm sorry to use these words. Our daughter is only 17 and he allows her to watch 2 to 18 movies. He says she needs to know and learn before she gets married. Yeah. Come on, Ustad.
No, that father is beghairat. That's the word we use in Urdu. Beghairat. He's lost all morals.
Astaghfirullah. La hawla wa la quwwata.
On what route is he sending his daughter to Jahannam? Allah Ta'ala protect her. As I said to you, sometimes as parents, you know, we need to, inshallah, take responsibility for our actions. One day, as somebody says, you know, Mulana, we don't make qadr of our wives today. One day he will realize he lost a diamond while playing with stones.
Sure.
Some of us really don't. Look at this man. He's not even valuing his wife. He's teaching his daughter haram things, Mulana.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azeem.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara.
Allahu Akbar. Haq.
You believe, safeguard yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. Allah is saying it and you're sending your daughter to Jahannam. What kind of father is that? We don't value our wives. One day he will realize he lost the diamond
while
playing with worthless stones.
So, Ustad, before we leave this beautiful mashallah morning, the bliss of marriage part 1. Tomorrow will be, of course, part 2. We've got exactly about 3 minutes left, so let's not go over because 12 o'clock is the news. Ustad, to the parents out there, and really, Ustad, really, as we were saying earlier on, it's Indian mentality. To the parents out there, I mean, it's not right, Ustad. Listen to this one here. I'm 41 years of age, Maulana Salim. I'm not married. I will be turning 42 in November. Can I make my own decision to get married? Because my parents are holding me back and they're waiting for who suits them. I mean, it's not fair. I'm 41 years and I'm prepared to be even a second wife, Maulana Salim, if it has to. I am an accountant. I'm frustrated. Ustad, you've got exactly 3.5 minutes left.
Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give the sister Ajri Azim for raising this. Maulana, she's brought about such an important point that our parents are not looking at the happiness of their children. They're not looking at the benefit of their children. I'm looking for the person that who is suitable. You are not going to marry that person.
100%. Haq.
It is her haq. It is her haq to make a choice. You can't force your daughter to marry who you want.
Provided
they marry somebody who is decent, akhlaq. But Shariat has given a woman a right to make a choice. She has a right to make a choice. As long as she's getting married to the right person, who's got deen, who's got akhlaq. She's frustrated. Do you read in brackets, Mulana, what the word frustrated means?
See Allah, who's that?
Think, Mulana, for a moment. We all are adults here. What does the word frustrated mean? Who's going to take that guna? Yeah. Imagine what's going through her mind, Mulana, as a woman.
Astaghfirullah.
40 years, she could have had, mashallah, children.
Yes.
Who could have been her zakhira ya akhirat. Subhanallah. If she got married when she was 20 years old, 21 years old, alhamdulillah, by now she should have had children who are 17 and 18 years old. Who could make khidmat for her. The children could grow together. It could be one happy family together, Mulana. But we are as parents absolutely selfish sometimes.
Ya Allah.
But the question here is, in terms of Shariat, is it permissible for a baligh, aqil person to get married?
Yes.
Shariat says it is jayez. Alhamdulillah. Yes, on the other side, Sharia said, don't force your daughter. A lady comes to Rasulullah. A girl comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a daughter. He says, Ya Rasulullah, my parents are forcing me to marry this man, my cousin. I don't want him. I don't like him. I don't want to marry him. Rasulullah called the parents and said, don't force your daughter to get married to him. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful Islam is. How just Islam is. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, Mawlana. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for that sister. And the parents, if they're listening, may Allah Ta'ala give them tawfiq that they look at it positively and let their daughter get married. May Allah Ta'ala grant the ummah hidayat and Allah protect us, Mawlana.
Ustad, the sister says quickly, Ustad, that she says, Mawlana Salim and Mawlana Arafat, you both are right. It's Indian mentality. My parents are waiting for their gum, for their gum guy to come. And they keep on saying, you won't get your parents' blessings. No, that's not fair. That's not fair, Ustad. No way. Mawlana, no way, Ustad.
Mawlana, Jannah, there's 8 doors in Jannah. There's no written there. This door is for Maiman. This door is for Surti.
Well said,
Ustad. This door is for Sutu.
For Kanam.
This one is for Zulu.
Yes, well said, Ustad.
You know, in Jannah, there's, alhamdulillah, 8 doors. Jannah to Firdaus. Yeah. And we're going to worry about culture and we're going to worry about this. Mawlana, in the meantime, they're withering away. That poor, beautiful flower is withering away. Yeah, by that was saying, Mawlana. Her youth is gone.
Allah.
Her beauty is gone. Her feelings are gone. Allahu Akbar.
Ya Allahu Akbar.
How can we be so selfish, Mawlana?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
I'm waiting for Nampan, come from my village. Okay. MashaAllah. You get the person from your village, got no akhlaq.
And Ustad, they're still saying that you need your parents' blessings. I mean, come on, Ustad, come on. I mean, as you said earlier on, Mawlana, she used the word frustrated. وَلِيَذْ بِلَيْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ
See. Unfortunately, Mawlana, we can now make excuses now. It's too late. Face the reality. Sharia is very clear. Alhamdulillah. So it's our duty, Rasulullah said, keep a good name for your child, give them the best Islamic education, and when they reach a marriageable age, get them back. And most of us are going to be gunegars and are gunegars at this present moment. Allah protect us, forgive our gunas and shortcomings, that our young daughters and young sons are ready for marriage. Mawlana, if you ask them, وَإِنْدَ التَّوْقَانِ وَاجِبٌ When a person cannot control his desire and nafs and private part, then nikah is not wajib, but it's farz. And if you take a survey, Mawlana, 99.8% of the youth, men and boys and girls, Mawlana, they are ready for nikah.
Yes, true, Ustad. True.
Allah,
Ustad, we have to leave it. I was gonna ask you maybe just a few words to that sister, just to guide her. Should she still make sabr, Ustad? It's not the easy thing, wallahi.
No, inshallah, she should approach her parents, and I think the family members should approach the parents. That if you're gonna wait for somebody to come, Allah knows best. Let her enjoy her life. Let her enjoy her youth. Kabhi usko bhi khush karo. Let her be happy for herself. At least let her be happy for her parents. Don't these parents want grandchildren, Mawlana?
Yes.
I'd like to ask the mother and father of this girl. Mawlana, what joy. Look at Hadrat Hassan and Hussein.
Allahu Akbar.
Standing on the minbar, giving khutbah. Hadrat Hassan and Hussein, they run in the masjid. They fall down. Rasulullah steps down from the minbar.
Allah.
He goes and picks them up and puts them on his shoulder, on his lap. Kaise maa baap hai ye?
Ustad, stop there. Part 2 tomorrow, inshallah. We have to leave it. Somebody says, we need to address the issue where the sisters are coming for assistance by you and I, and they need some help, and they need it. But inshallah, tomorrow, inshallah, before we begin the program, we will be touching on that. Inshallah, Ustad.
Okay. Inshallah. Barakallah, Ameen. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim. Damat barakatuhum.